It's Bo Peep. Thank you to everyone who sent in questions for this month's Q&A. We got a lot more than last time, so I was really happy about that. So, without further ado, this is just a list that I have on my phone. They're not really in any particular order. First one says, and I think this was a typo because it just says, what's your audio in the past month? I'm assuming it meant what's your favorite. So this is kind of open-ended, so we'll go with like favorite audio that I've listened to in the last month. And that would probably be, Daddy Gets Needy by Fenran. I've listened to it, frankly, an unspeakable number of times. However many listens it has on it, at least 1,000 of them are mine. A gross exaggeration, but you know what I mean. The next is, what is your favorite audio from your favorite VA? I wouldn't say that I have a favorite VA. I have like a little collection of tabs that are audios that I really, really enjoy, and go back to like fairly frequently. One of them was was from Fenran. The other that I listen to a lot is Captive of the Fey Knight by Isolata. I'm probably butchering both of these names. I'm really sorry. And I will link both of those audios in the post here. Like I said, I don't really have a favorite audio or a favorite VA. I've mentioned this before, but I'm actually very, very, very picky about voices that I listen to. So I kind of, when I find someone whose voice I like, I just kind of listen to all of their stuff, find my favorite, and then that's generally speaking what I listen to, unless it's like not the vibe I'm going for. Do you play D&D? I don't. I've never had the opportunity except for once, but that was a whole thing, so. But I would like to someday play D&D. Because I really like the narrative aspect of it. Being a writer, that's just something I find very interesting. As well as, I am very much into, like, D&D podcasts. Like, the first arc of the Adventure Zone some people say that's not, they don't really follow D&D mechanics, but that is just one of my favorite narrative arcs, like, of all time. It's just so good. That's actually the only D&D podcast I've ever listened to. So if you have any recommendations, I have a job where I can listen to podcasts again. So please feel free to drop them in the comments or send me a message or whatever. Sorry for my voice. I wanted to record this last night, but I ended up going to a friend of mine's for a barbecue and I got very drunk, and by the time I got home I just wanted to go to sleep. So right, next, what's your favorite audio that you've done so far and why? This is kind of hard to answer, and mostly because a large chunk of my content has been Ramblefaps, and it feels kind of like not wrong to say that, like, oh, well, my favorite audio is one of my Ramble Faps, because, like, you know, the whole thing with a Ramble Fap is that I'm masturbating and get myself off. So obviously I'm going to enjoy both making those and watching, like, the reaction to it. I would probably say The Morning After. I had a really, really fun time with, like, the narrative aspect of it. And I know there isn't a lot of that, like, in the audio, but, like, in my head, there is a whole narrative between these two, the speaker and the listener, which I do plan to expand upon in another audio that will probably be the, quote-unquote, the night before. That was also the first time that I've ever, like, obviously I've, like, done improvs where I make, like, wet sounds, which is just me putting lotion on my hands. Sorry if this, like, breaks the immersion for anybody, but it's just, like, me putting lotion on my hands and making wet sounds into the microphone. But with this one, I also went back and added the slapping noises for the fucking, which is just me slapping on my little belly. But, you know. So. That was the first time I've, like, tried adding any, like, secondary, like, line of audio. I don't know what I'm doing when it comes to this stuff. So I'm probably going to use terms that make no sense to anybody who knows what they're talking about. Point is, I had a lot of fun making it. I've really enjoyed the response to it. And I'm excited to have made something that I can, like, expound upon and, like, make more content with, I guess. What's a tag / kink you'd like to include in an audio in the near future? The near future. So I'm not sure that I have or have not seen this before, but I think it would be really fun to do, like, an alpha, beta, omega, like, omega verse, basically, audio. Basically, like, that sort of, like, alternate universe is, like, a big source of comfort for me, for a lot of reasons, and I just feel very, I don't want to say at home, but I align myself kind of a lot with some of the characteristics from that universe. So, I think it would be really fun to do something from that. I also kind of want to do something that's, like, on the darker side. It would have to be F sub, because I don't think that I could do, something that's, like, F dom and kind of dark. It's more that it's kind of hard for me to go outside of things that I can see myself doing in real life. Just because of the way my brain works. It's part of the reason why I don't do a lot of scripts, is it's hard for me to create that, like, emotional connection with something that I can't see myself doing. What's something you really like about yourself? Could be physical or mental / personality. I guess we'll do physical and mental. Physically speaking, I really like my nose. I think I have a very cute nose, and I like my mouth. I think I have a very cute mouth, and I have a lot of freckles. I'm very pale, really, and have just an absolute fuck ton of freckles. Just, they're everywhere. Actually, I was out at an arts festival yesterday, and so I got a lot of sun, and I looked at the selfies that I had taken, and my freckles were just popping. So I'm very excited it's starting to warm up so I can actually go outside and get some sunlight and get my freckles back to the way they should be after the long winter. Mental / personality. I'm really smart. I feel like maybe I come off a little bit ditzy sometimes. It could just be the way I talk, maybe. But I'm very smart, to the point where I've had multiple coworkers. So in my previous job that I just left, I was kind of like the baby, even though I'm like in my mid-20s. And a lot of the women there, excuse me, had children who like were my age, so they like were very like mom-like towards me. And I was constantly getting, oh, you're too smart to be doing this. You're too smart for this. You need to go back to school and do this and this and this. Because I did not finish college, which, you know, happens to people. I had some financial situations going on and, you know, I've made it this far and I have a great job regardless. So, and I feel like I'm the type of person who I don't want a degree. I kind of don't want a degree. I would like to go back to school just to take classes. You know, just because I have always enjoyed the learning aspect of school, the grading aspect doesn't really do it for me. Even though I always got good grades. But I enjoy the learning more than I do, like, I don't really know how to say it. I like to learn things. I always love to learn new things. My friends call me research baby, because anytime we like have a question about something, I'm like immediately Googling it. I plan all of our trips. I do all of like the research that is necessary for like our group chat. Or a lot of times, sometimes I just have the knowledge. I have approximate knowledge of many things. I guess another thing that I like about myself would probably be that I'm very nurturing. I have a hard time caring about people, but when I do care about people, I care about them a lot and I want them to take care of themselves. Even though, and I, you know, even sometimes going to the lengths where I will come to take, like, I want to take care of people. Even though I have a really hard time taking care of myself. So, but, you know. Okay. What's something that might surprise us about you? If you don't follow me on Twitter, so you haven't seen this, probably that, like, I am very much, like, an astrology slash, like, tarot girly. I would not say I am into witchy things. I would not say that I am a witch. If you've seen my post about the hysterical literature upload with where I read the Homeric hymn to Aphrodite, I did that as like part of an offering to Aphrodite because she is like a deity that I worship. Excuse me. And I have tarot cards. And I don't read them as much. I don't use them as much as I should. And I have crystals. And I'm really into astrology. What's something else that might surprise you? I feel like I had an answer for this. I've been like, I check the question post literally every day to see if there's new submissions or to like think about my answers, but unfortunately I have ADHD, so a lot of the times I've like thought of things and I've already forgotten them. Something that might surprise us about you. I'm actually very basic. Here's something that's kind of surprising. I'm allergic to Old Bay seasoning. And I found this out. So I'm originally from the South and then I moved to the Northeast in high school. And so having lived in the South, I'd never heard of Old Bay seasoning, never tried it. And then we moved up here when I was in high school and, I got a job at like a food, place that served food, we'll say. And a lot of people were like ordering Old Bay on their stuff. And I was like, you know what? Why don't I give this Old Bay stuff a try? And it was the only thing on my meal that I had like not had before. And it like, after I ate it, my throat got kind of like hot and like a little bit itchy and my face felt really warm. And I didn't, like, go into, like, full anaphylactic shock. So it's thankfully not, like, and I don't, like, it's not a confirmed allergy, obviously. But, like, I was really itchy after. And the only thing that, like, helped was, like, taking Benadryl. So, don't eat a lot of seafood in this area just because of that. So, I'm also allergic to cats. That's probably not surprising. That's just a fun fact. A lot of people are allergic to cats. Okay. That was my neighbor's car door. What unusual slash unconventional physical feature do you find attractive? I really like noses. I know, I like a good schnoz. Like, a nice, I like big noses. I like wide noses. Small noses, I think noses in general are very cute, but I am sort of drawn to, like, that Greco-Roman style. Like, big nose. Like, I love noses. I just think they're really cute. I also like hands, but I feel like that's not an unconventional thing. Not anymore. Lots of people are into hands. Just look at TikTok. Yeah, noses and hands. I think if I was among, like, my day-to-day population, I would say voices. But obviously being on GWA, like, that's not an unusual thing here. Yeah. Noses and hands are big for me. Do you have any life advice? So normally my answer to this question is no, but I had a thought that came to me when I was first looking over this, set of questions, and I have long held the belief that I don't believe in guilty pleasures. I think the idea of feeling guilty for doing something that you enjoy is absolutely bonkers. Like, I feel like people who say, oh, my guilty pleasure is, like, a little bit of chocolate. Like, you can just enjoy chocolate. You don't have to feel guilty about it. Or, like, people who read a certain type of novel, like erotica or just smutty romance. Just anything. In particularly, this feels, I feel like things that are quote-unquote guilty pleasure are things that women do that society deems, like, impractical. Like, I love to bake. Nobody would ever say that baking is, like, my guilty pleasure. Although they might, with me being fat. But that's a whole other story. So, yeah, so long story short, I don't believe, or people who say that, like, music, there's certain types of music are their guilty pleasure. You feel guilty about listening to music? That, like, blows my mind. So long story short, I don't think that guilty pleasures should be a thing that you worry yourself about. I think if you enjoy doing something, and it's not, like, based in bigotry or hatred or anything like that, and it's not harming anyone, I think you should just let yourself have fun with said thing. You know? So that's my life advice. What's one destination you would like to travel? I got this question on my last Q&A, and I said, South Korea. But I would, you know, even just within, like, the United States, there's lots of places I would like to go to. I'd like to go to Vegas again now that I'm older. I went as a teenager, over Thanksgiving break and couldn't do anything, obviously. So I think going back now that I'm an adult would be fun. I would also just kind of like to go to the Pacific Northwest, just because I've never been to that half of the country, so. Excuse me. Top 5 songs on your sex playlist. I want you all to know that I had to make a sex playlist to answer this question. I did not previously have one. Oh, where'd it go? So I'm gonna separate this into. So I have five non-K-pop songs and five K-pop songs because I think that more people should A, listen to K-pop because the music is good, and B, use it in their sex playlists because a lot of K-pop is really horny. So you don't have to understand it to, get the vibe. So my top five non-K-pop songs. And I'm gonna go ahead and just say I'm gonna list The Weeknd just in general because you could fuck to anything that he puts out. And just like if I tried to narrow it down to five songs, they would just all be The Weeknd songs probably. So anything by The Weeknd. I'm just looking through my Spotify now. I did not prep this list previously. Oh, Stoned on You by James Young. I love James Young so much. Nothing Fucks With My Baby by Hozier. That's the grip that that song has on me. Jesus. Jesus Christmas. Space Ghost Coast to Coast by Glass Animals. I love Glass Animals so much. And I'm sure that there's plenty more of their songs that should be on my playlist and are not. Because like I said, I'm just now making it. So. Let's see. I don't want it to just be silent, so sorry for all my little mouth noises. Oh, Daddy Issues by The Neighborhood. Honorable mentions are I Feel Like I'm Drowning by 2 Feet. Oh, Body Say by Demi Lovato and oh, Closer by Nine Inch Nails. And that's some Chase Atlantic is also on this playlist. So okay. Now for K-pop songs that are on this playlist. I might not have that many more than five, so I might just list all of them. My number one is going to be Focus on Me by Just Two. So that's JUS and then the number two. That song fucks. Number two is going to be Need It by New East. That's NU apostrophe EST. They just disbanded and my heart is broken and I don't want to talk about it any more than that. But this is by one of their singers. And it was like his solo song for that album, and he's my favorite. And the song is so horny. It's just so horny. Fiance by Mino, and that's Mino. Baby Don't Stop by NCT. That's four. Oh, Ya by Hoota. So that's the title of the song is YA, and then the artist's name Hoota is Huta. Oasis by Crush and Zyko. Drunk on You, also by Just Two. And I also have Blow by Jackson Wang on here. Jackson Wang was, like, in a K-pop group, but now he also does solo stuff that's in English. So, I think that's it. So, that's a very long answer to this question. I almost gave the whole playlist, quite frankly. But yeah, so if you have any recommendations for songs that you think should be on this playlist, you can drop them also with your podcast recommendations, and I will check them out. I love music. I love learning new songs, and I love finding new artists. So, what's the last show you binge watched? Heartstopper from Netflix. It's based on a webtoon, and it was just super, super cute. Very sad in some points. It is an LGBT romance show about these kids in high school, and there's a lot of like friend drama, and like it deals with homophobia and stuff like that. But oh man, just absolutely beautifully shot. A lot of very cute effects that like are nods to the fact that this started as like a webtoon. And I just think everyone deserves a Nick Nicholson in their lives. That's all. Absolutely love it. What's your favorite book you've read this year? I've read quite a few books this year. Let's open up my Kindle app. I will say right now I'm reading the Percy Jackson series for the first time since the show is coming out. They're really good. I kind of wish that I would have gotten into them when I was a child, but here we are, you know, never too late. I also got into Harry Potter really late, to be fair. So, let's see. I will say I've read mostly romance books as of late. They're just easier for me to like pay attention to. I read Neon Gods by Kitty Robert, which was really good. I read this, like, it's currently a duology. I think there's plans to make it like a quartet. By Catherine Moon. The first one is The Beggar's Guide to Risky Rituals, which is like this little group of witches, so it's like a coven. And their town gets like a group of demons come in to like corrupt the town because it's too nice, and there's just a lot of back and forth, and the demons and the witches fall in love basically. Obviously there's more to it than that. I'm not really good at summaries, but it's really, really good, and I'm very much looking forward to any more books that come from that universe. Also by Kitty Robert, this is probably my favorite book that I've read this year, was The Dragon's Bride. And it is like Beauty and the Beast-esque. Sorry, I thought my computer was like, hello? Sorry, my computer's being very strange. I think my internet might have dropped for a second. Anyway, The Dragon's Bride by Kitty Robert. So basically this woman makes a deal with a demon to get rid of her abusive husband, and then she is transported to another world, another realm, where there are like monsters and demons and other things of that kind of nature, and she becomes a dragon prince's, I think, well, he's a king, a dragon king's bride, and they have a lot of sex, and there's a lot of breeding kink, and he has two dicks. In addition to the porn being really good, it just hits a lot of spots for me, like, as far as romance tropes go. So that's probably my favorite book that I've read so far this year. But it's only May, so. if you could be a super in a superhero movie, which hero slash villain would you like to play? I don't want to be either. You know, I would rather be the love interest for either side, frankly, hero or villain. I feel like a lot of times, like, there's just not enough nuance. I know this is silly to say about, like, a superhero movie. Like, because in superhero movies, like, they're supposed to be very black and white. This is good. This is obviously good. This is bad. What the villain is doing is obviously bad. I just wish there was more nuance, you know? I don't know. I wouldn't want to be either. I would probably be on the hero's side, I feel like in their team. But I would really just rather be the love interest. So, and that's it. There was like one or two other questions, but they were repeats, so. Once again, thanks everybody who sent in questions. I had a really fun time answering these and reading them all. And thinking about them. And thanks for listening to this. If you do, thanks for listening to my content. I'm really grateful that I decided to start doing this, because it's really brought back out like a side of me, creatively speaking, that I haven't seen in a while. I used to write a lot. And I haven't in a very long time. It's been a while since I've written anything. And this is kind of like helping me get back to that spot, which is great because I have a lot of stories that I want to finish. And so, yeah, I'm really grateful that people like this enough that I decided to keep going. Because, you know, this is kind of a... Like, I enjoy myself, and if my stuff wasn't doing super great, which, I mean, I'm doing, you know, whatever. That's not the point. The numbers aren't the point. The reaction from people has been good enough that I have, you know, obviously decided to keep going. And I'm enjoying myself, and like I said, it's, like, bringing me back into a creative headspace that I haven't been in a really long time. And I'm really grateful for that, and I really enjoy being back in that kind of, like, space. So... thanks again. I hope everybody has a good day and that, do something nice for yourself today, I hope. So I'm recording this literally, I'm going to drop this as soon as I finish editing it. It is Sunday morning, May 1st, and I do still have to record for tomorrow's drop, so I have to, I have to think about what I'm gonna do for that, but it's still early here. I have all day. So, okay. Again, do something nice for yourself today and have a good one. Bye, everybody.